of steam before this nuclear plant is taken off the grid. Activists celebrate what they call a historic moment.
We were the thorn in the side of politicians, and it's great that we have been successful.
A victory after 50 years of rallying against what they call a dangerous source of energy. The Chernobyl explosion in 1986 in the then Soviet Union led to a wave of protests. Radioactive particles fell in Germany and elsewhere across Europe. The closure of the three remaining German plants scheduled to shut down last year had been postponed because of the energy crisis sparked by the war in Ukraine.
Germany remains deeply divided about the closure of the nuclear plants, the decision taken by Chancellor Olaf Scholz after political pressure by his coalition partner the Greens has been called irrational during an energy crisis. And a recent survey suggests that 60% of the population want to continue to use nuclear energy for now.
20 professors at technical universities filed a petition to reverse the decision.
It will increase the CO2 emissions of Germany, and this is the opposite of what Germany has pledged. Second, it will reduce the reliability of the German energy system. And third, it will contribute to rising electricity prices, both for industry and consumers.
He says the government will be forced to use more coal until Germany has found an affordable way to store renewable energy. Closing nuclear plants does not mean the end of nuclear dangers. Germany is struggling to find a permanent storage facility for more than 10,000 tons of highly radioactive waste stored at 16 interim locations, much to the concern of the mayors in these municipalities.
These past 12 months, we have become aware of what it means if there is a war situation, risks we can't protect ourselves against, like what we have seen in Ukraine. We don't wish something like this to happen, but we can't exclude it.
Nuclear waste will now have to stay in those locations until as late as the year 2100, before it can be moved to a permanent location, showing that the nuclear era is far from over. Stepfasen, Al Jazeera, Neckar-Westheim, Germany.